This morning's Newsmaker segment brought to you by Warrensburg Ford. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Aaron Mayberry with Carroll County Veterinary Services. Dr. Mayberry, we're getting ready to see a significant weather change here, and of course we're headed into the winter season. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about care of those pets that we may have at our homes and what changes or what plans we need to make with them. So talk to me, let's start with those outdoor pets. At what temperature do we need to bring them indoors, and does that vary by animal?
Yeah, it definitely varies by animal. I kind of like to think of it as if you have a short-haired animal, a cat or a dog, if you can go outside in just long-sleeve shirt and feel comfortable, then they're probably going to be okay. But if you start to get cold, then you probably need to start taking measures to make sure that they stay warm. And then it just goes up. If they're a medium-haired animal, then just imagine yourself wearing a light jacket if you get cold, same kind of thing. And then the really long-haired dogs that are bred to be in areas where it's wintry, then if you're wearing a winter coat, then you probably need to kind of give them some extra shelter and warmth.
Well, let's talk about, okay, so let's say that we've decided that something else needs to be done. Is a doghouse or something, a barn, is that enough, or is there other additional steps that we need to take?
No, those are both great options. The main thing is, just like with us, you want to get out of the wind, kind of have some shelter, and it needs to be dry. So use bedding that is good for insulating, like blankets or straw, something like that, but you need to make sure that it stays dry, because if it gets wet, then the animal gets wet, and it just speeds up how quickly they can get cold.
I want to talk to you about food and water also, because we think of water during the hot summer months, but maybe not so much in the winter. How important are those things during the winter months?
Water is definitely important. It's, like you said, during the summer months, we think about it pretty readily, but animals can get really dehydrated during the winter just from the fact that the water can freeze, and if you don't check it often enough, then the only time that they're able to drink is right after you give them water. So you definitely need to make sure that you check their water at least twice a day. That way, you know, if ice forms, you can break it, or you can put in warmer water to kind of keep it from freezing for a little while longer.
Very good. Good, helpful tips. Anything else that we need to keep in mind as far as our animals and pets moving into this winter season?
The main thing is that most pets, especially if they're outdoor pets, they're used to being kind of out in the elements, so they can tolerate some cold temperatures, but the big thing is they need to have a break from it every now and then. So something like a doghouse or coming in the garage or a barn does them a lot of good. As far as animals that spend most of their time indoors but go outdoors, they don't get that exposure to the weather, so they don't experience that gradual change of cold weather coming. So they're not going to be as good at growing a winter coat or knowing how to keep warm as those dogs and cats that stay outdoors all the time. So mostly indoor animals, you really need to watch them and make sure that they don't get frostbite whenever they're outside or get cold, just because they're not acclimated to it as much. And the other thing is ice can get really sharp, whether it's in a water bowl or a pond or even icicles that form on your house. You'd be surprised how sharp they can get, and they can get some pretty nasty cuts. So you definitely want to watch out and make sure that they aren't walking anywhere where there's sharp ice edges where they can slice their paw open.
You mentioned frostbite, and of course there's other things that we can look for during the winter months too. Aside from normal regular checkups, what are signs that people should watch for in their pets during the cold months that they know, if I see this, I need to seek the attention of a vet?
Yeah, so if you notice any color change on your animal's extremities, that would kind of be the far end of the spectrum. But especially like the ears and the paws, if you notice that they're getting cold, or their tail for that matter, or if you notice that they're really painful whenever you touch those areas, that could be a sign that they're starting to get some frostbite on their extremities. Also, seeing an animal shiver whenever it's cold is normal. That's a way that they can warm up. But if they're doing it continuously and they don't seem to ever get warm, you definitely need to bring them out of the elements, get them warmed up. And the best way to do that, rather than putting them directly in front of a heater, you want to just wrap warm, dry blankets around them and get them to slowly raise that core temperature back up. Obviously, you can always call a vet and have your veterinarian see them and make sure that there's nothing else going on.
Okay, Dr. Mayberry, we've talked a lot about pets. What about livestock? Any issues that we need to consider there?
Yep, so the same type of thing applies to livestock and to horses. They can withstand some cold temperatures because they're used to being out in them, but they do need to kind of have a little bit of a break from it. So for cattle, that could be as simple as just some trees out in your pasture where they can get out of the wind a little bit, someplace where they can kind of huddle up for warmth a little. Again, make sure the waters don't freeze. Automatic waters are really great for livestock, but sometimes they can freeze up if there's not enough flow going through them, so definitely need to check on those. And then horses, A lot of people will bring them in a stable. If you have some place to do that, that's great. Again, if they either have a barn or a lean-to or even just some trees where they can get out of the wind a little bit, then that helps a lot, just so that they can kind of get a little bit of a break from it.
That was Dr. Aaron Mayberry. To hear the interview in full, please visit KMZU.com. For KMZU News, I'm Christy Cross.